Abeloth was raging. Ben felt buffeted by the sheer hatred roiling off her. Sweat sprung on his brow, beneath his arms, and a brush of what had terrified him so badly a few moments ago shuddered through him. She turned her tiny eyes upon him, and he gripped his lightsaber. If this really was Callista, or rather, what the thing in the maw had left of someone his father once loved, then he knew there was no better target to hurt Luke Skywalker than himself. What could he do against her, really? But he had to try. He took his cue from his father, who had lifted his lightsaber and charged the creature. Talon and Kai, too, rushed into the fray. Ben started to join them. Vistara was right by his side. Abeloth was still staring at Ben, and as he raced toward her, she smiled and flicked three of the tiny tentacles that served as fingers. Beside Ben, Vistara's eyes flew wide as something seized her by the throat, lifted her 2 meters off the ground, and shook her. She dropped her lightsaber, one hand going to her throat, attempting to pry off the invisible fingers, the other hand outstretched, fingers splayed hard. Blue force lightning shot from her palm to dance erratically in the air around her for a moment, not reaching its target. Then, inexorably, the blue lightning began to twist, like heated metal folding, to go back on its creator. At the same moment, a thick white root tipped with finger-length barbs shot out of the ground. The roots, capped with a thick green spike, twisted around Vistara, then reared back like a snake about to strike. Vistara's eyes darted to the spike, and she yanked in her hand, folding her arm over her chest as the spike struck home a second time. "Vistara!" shrieked Ben. He sprang forward, slashing frantically at the vines, calling her name again and again. She dropped like a stone to the ground, landing hard on her arm, face twisted in agony, booted feet churning up the loose soil. Blood poured from several puncture wounds on her arm and chest, and there was something obviously wrong with her shoulder. Tears poured from her eyes, but she stayed silent, so silent. "Vistara!" He gathered her in his arms and raced away from Abeloth's fury, setting her down, away from the vegetation that even now struggled to crawl up on her. Her face was sweaty, and her eyes rolled in her head. Ben realized he was shaking as he cradled her.
"It's okay. I've got you, Vess. You're okay,"
he murmured over and over again. He forced his fingers to stop trembling as he tried to examine her injuries. There didn't seem to be anything life-threatening. It looked like the shoulder was dislocated. The puncture wounds were deep, but nothing had hit a vital organ or artery. Relief flooded him. She was going to be all right. Ben gave her a quick smile and turned, started to rise. Her hand, slick with warm blood, clamped down on his arm. She was shaking.
"Don't leave me,"
she whispered.
Poison.
Ben felt as though someone was squeezing his heart as he swore violently. He hadn't seen anything to indicate that the spikes on the roots were poisoned, but Vistara had been here before. If she thought the barbs were poisoned, Ben wasn't about to take a chance. He glanced over at his father, even as he rifled through his pouch for something, anything that would help. Abeloth was surrounded by 5 powerful Force users: Luke Skywalker, High Lord Talon, Saber Gavar Kai, and 2 others Ben didn't know. It was almost like a dance, with the combatants leaping, somersaulting in midair, tumbling aside. The cries of curses and the musical Kashyyyk tongue. The unique sound of the sizzle of lightsabers batting back force lightning. The smell of sulfur all combined to unsettle Ben. And even as he watched, Abeloth suddenly was not there. The ring of 5 enemies was now inadvertently battling one another. Gavar Kai grunted in annoyance as his red blade sliced cleanly through not the monstrous Abeloth, but one of his fellow Sith. Luke had to force leap straight up to avoid the blade's follow-through, landing lightly on his feet and looking about for their escaped enemy. Mocking laughter seemed to echo from all directions. They sprang apart, and then there she was again, at the far end of the courtyard, laughing as the four raced toward her. Their comrade lay dead and ignored, and as Ben watched, the vines reached to latch on to the corpse and started to pull away the pieces. Again, the three Sith and Luke encircled Abeloth, and this time they seemed to be wearing her down. Ben ached to help them, but Vistara... Gavar Kai surged forward, bringing his lightsaber down on the whirling, dancing figure that was the laughing Abeloth. At the last moment, he diverted the blade, and Ben watched in horror as it swung not to the agreed-upon common enemy, but at his father. At the same moment, he felt the net being woven high above them tighten. The Sith had betrayed them.